September 4, 1927, how all creation is invested by the acts done in the divine will. I was following my round throughout the whole creation, and I had invested heavens, sun, sea, and some, all created things, with my I love you, I adore you, I bless you, to sing glory to my Creator in all creation. Now, while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus moved within me and told me, my daughter, listen together with me to all the harmonies of creation. Listen, the sea murmurs, but in that murmuring a more beautiful note can be heard, the I love you, the I adore you, the I bless you, the glory that the little daughter of my will murmurs together with the sea. And making the whole sea murmur, she makes the waters speak her loving refrains to her Creator. Oh! How the sea acquires new notes of harmony, of beauty, new sounds more beautiful, because my little daughter emits her voice in my divine will, and renders the sea speaking, and gives the glory of the sea to her Creator. Listen, the sun too, in its light that rains down from the heavens and invests the whole earth, pours your loving notes together with it, your welcome refrains, I love you, I glorify you, I bless you, I adore you. In fact, since the divine will which reigns in you is one with that which reigns in the sun, oh! How eloquently does the light speak, how the love of her Creator flows in the heat! How many new harmonies and notes, which are not its own, it acquires, because there is the little daughter of the Supreme Will who emits her acts in it, and making her will one with that of all creation, she administers her voice and her acts to all created things. Listen, the nature of the sea, of the sun, do not have the virtue of speaking, and to find one who lives in my will and communicates her voice, her acts to them, is the most amazing thing, it is the greatest glory that you can give to your Creator. So, there is not one created thing which is not invested by your acts, and I delight in listening to your notes and to your repeated refrains in the heavens, in the air, in the wind, in the water that rains down, in the little bird that sings, in everything. And I want that you too, together with me, hear your own harmonies which you form in the whole creation. My daughter, the littlest motion, even the littlest breath done in the divine will, is all of God. And because it is His own, He finds in it everything that is His. In the act done in my divine fiat He finds divine sanctity, He finds His light, He finds His goodness, His love, His power. That act lacks nothing of what belongs to God. Therefore, they can be called divine acts, which are the most beautiful, the holiest and the most welcome. And before these acts, all other acts, as good as they may be, lose their value, their taste, and can never please me. It happens as to a lord, who is extremely rich. He possesses riches, gardens, farms with the most beautiful fruits, which no one can equal. Now, since this lord knows that no one else has fruits and good things like his own, if his sons or his servants bring him the fruits of his own gardens, he appreciates them, he enjoys them with love, eating of them to his fill. But if they bring him fruits from someone else's farms, he will not enjoy them, because he will immediately notice the difference. He will find them defective, unripe and disgusting, and will lament to his own for they dare to bring him things and fruits which are not his. The same happens to us, everything that is done in our divine will is our own, the fruits of our boundless farms. And because they are our own things, we find nothing in them which is unworthy of our divinity. And therefore we take all delights in receiving them. On the other hand, what is done outside of our divine will is something extraneous to us, it lacks the divine imprint, it is without the fullness of taste, of light, of sanctity, of sweetness. Even in the most good things, the human will always puts the unripe part, which ruins the taste of the most beautiful things. And so, seeing that those are not things from our farms, the fruits of our divine will, we put them aside, and many times we do not even look at them. Therefore, I recommend to you, let nothing escape you which does enter the light of my supreme will, so that everything may be our own and highly pleasing to us.